Saturday, I'm not quite sure yet on Saturday, but...
Boring. Okay.
But Sunday, I guess, we're going out to my sister's church in Miltonville for Mother's Day, and then she's making lunch and stuff.
What kind of lunch? What are we having?
She doesn't know yet.
Hmm.
So it's going to be a surprise.
Ooh.
I'm kind of scared.
Cold cuts?
Nah.
Nothing that lame?
No.
Sometimes cold cuts are good, though.
I suggested lasagna, but she's like, oh, we had that for Aiden's birthday. I'm like, so?
You should have gotten lasagna and gotten it from Olive Garden so you could actually experience it for a change. That's what we're going to be doing Sunday, getting a pan of lasagna from the Olive Garden. It's a good deal.
Yeah, but my mom and sister's lasagna is way better than Olive Garden could ever think to be.
Wait, you're going to make your mom and your sister, is your sister mom too, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make them cook on Mother's Day? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think my brother-in-law might actually be cooking.
Because my mom's lasagna will own anybody else's. Trust me. And so we're getting the Olive Garden thing so she doesn't have to cook. And because none of us are going to be able to live up to what she can cook. See? It's called being nice and not making mom cook on Mother's Day.
She's not. And I think my brother-in-law is cooking it, but using my mom's recipe.
You and your recipes are infallible, Rule. It's not as simple as just taking a recipe. I saw how your cake turned out that one time.
The first
pathetic.
One, yeah.
The first one. What, is he going to be making multiple lasagnas to see if he can get it right?
No, the first one looked like crap because I didn't put enough flour in the pan.
So you're thinking anytime someone says such and such is a great cook, that's based solely on the fact that they get a good recipe.
No.
That's what... He has the recipe, so he's going to be make it just as good as anybody else. And that's what you implied right there.
Well,
a recipe does not a great chef make, Jerry Ann. And for example, if you had the best recipes in the world, I wouldn't eat your food because I really don't trust your cooking abilities.
I would put X-Lax in your food, though.
Why? It's just so I would explode because I'm already naturally producing it or something.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Just for that comment.
Well, don't worry, because I would never touch anything you made.
Good.
You don't wash your hands.
Yes, I do.
You rarely bathe. And that hair growing off your face would probably fall into the food, too.
You are so mean.
Well, you shouldn't have been so cocky about your recipes. I'm sorry, you had to be put in your place on that, because it's not as easy as you think.
Yeah, it is.
How many different things have you cooked in your life?
A lot.
And what are they?
I've made lasagna. I've made meatloaf. I've made...
Oh, meatloaf. Anybody can make it. That is a recipe food item. If you have a good recipe of meatloaf, you can make good meatloaf. I'll give you that one.
I've made cakes and cookies.
Cakes, cookies. Easy.
I think I've made brownies before. My brownies rock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Brownies and then what? Watch some Cartoon Network for a couple hours?
Why not?
Or a couple days? Yeah. Yeah, Jerry Ann's brownie recipe. Magnifique. You get all tingly. Oh, it's just great. Your brownies. Get out of here.